Rainfall from the night before cascades down into a rock pit on a logging road on the central part of the island south of Petersburg. Dan Ecker, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's deer biologist for Southeast, digs some gear out of the back of his truck before heading out to check a nearby cluster of cameras.
Yeah, there's 16 cameras in a cluster, and they're over a square kilometer, so they're about 330 meters apart. Okay. Basically, and so the idea is that, you know, the cluster of cameras, like the counts at one camera will be correlated with the counts at another camera. And when we kind of just get counts of unmarked individuals from the camera, unmarked deer.
These game cams are off the beaten track, so they're not getting many photographs of people, and they're not easy to find, even for the one who installed them last fall. Ecker uses a GPS and compass to pinpoint his spots. This one's down a steep timbered slope, thick with blueberry bushes and downed trees. This thick timber is the main reason the deer are so hard to count here, but the remote game cams record images of the animals day or night throughout the year, and with a little walking, we find one. Ecker unlocks the camera housing, cleans out spiders and debris, and swaps out memory cards. Each of the cameras has several hundred photos recorded since his last visit in the spring.
But yeah, I mean, we went through like 51,000 camera pictures from this last round. And I, you know, and these cameras are really, really good too. You can see I've kind of cleared, you know, I'm always trying to kind of clear the brush or anything that could be an obstruction to the camera in the winter time, because the last thing you want is like a branch, you know, setting off your camera 10,000 times or something like that, and you get back, and it also just kind of kills your battery as well if you're not careful about like branches and stuff that could trigger the camera and wind.
This array of cameras is one of four spread around the island, and he'll be swapping out memory cards on all of them during his visit. Past methods of counting give a more general sense of trends in the deer population, whether numbers are rising or falling. Those methods include aerial surveys done on other nearby islands, along with surveys of deer droppings. Eckerd's study now includes also taking DNA samples from those droppings to get more information on the population. Ecker also plans to capture and fit 20 deer with GPS collars next year. That will add to the information on how far deer wander. And these photos will be used to fine-tune the information from those other counts.
You don't know, like, did we just see fewer deer this year? We're not correcting for that sightability factor at all. We don't know a whole lot about what proportion of the population we're sighting there. So the idea is that, you know, if we can sample on deer winter range in the winter time, the snow's pushed them down to, you know, lower elevations, that we can sample those populations, get an estimate of abundance, and then we could look for a trend in an actual abundance estimate. That is sort of corrected for sightability or detection probability, if you will it.
Ecker has captured photos of many deer, along with moose, porcupine, wolves, black bear, and brown bear. He also has a photo of a wolverine from the Woodpecker Cove area on the southwestern part of the island. But it's the deer photos he'll be using to hopefully provide more reliable information about the population on Mitkoff.
And I could imagine, like, even if we just have abundance at the sites alone, and we don't extrapolate to the whole island, which ultimately is the goal, to be able to produce an island-wide estimate, like, we're going to be able to look at trend in those abundance estimates across years, and that's going to give us really good information about what the population trend is doing. And much more so than I think, you know, maybe a manager could hang their hat a little bit more comfortably on that compared to the deer pellet group counts and stuff.
A more reliable population count could be used in future management decisions for the old growth forests that deer rely on in snowy winters, or in future decisions on hunting seasons in the area. The main land manager on the island, the U.S. Forest Service, bases its decisions on logging and other development on a theoretical number of deer that the forest could sustain, and past hunting season decisions have been based on overall trends in the area, not actual estimates of deer. After recovering 8 of the camera cards, Ecker makes a quick stop at Petersburg's gun range to sift through some of the photos from the past spring and summer.
There's a buck. velvet. That's her little fawn, it is. Yep. It's her little button buck fawn.
The population study continues into 2020. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.